Executive Roadmap to Fraud Prevention and Internal Control. Authors Martin T. Beigelman and Joel T. Barto. Frauds at Enron, WorldCom, Tyco and Adelphia contributed to the massive change in the corporate governance system in the last few years. Enron stands out as the foster child for the corporate greed and fraud, which resulted in $638 million in losses, while WorldCom contributed $7.2 billion in accounting fraud, which eventually became $107 billion bankruptcy filing, the largest in history. The major categories of fraud. 1. Asset misappropriation, involving theft and misuse of an organization's assets, such as billing, payroll, and expense reimbursement schemes. Corruption, including conflicts of interests in which employees' motivations may not be aligned with the best interests of the employer. Typical examples include kickbacks, bid rigging, and hidden business interests in vendors. Fraudulent financial statements, including overstating revenues and understating liabilities and expenses. Fraud occurs when three elements are present: a motive, an opportunity, and a rotationalization of someone's actions. These three elements are known as the fraud triangle. Motive is the driving force behind people's actions, such as greed, revenge, ego, and sometimes in as simple as the urge to beat the system. Opportunity is the favorable circumstance that allows the fraud to occur. Poor internal controls contribute to the opportunity of fraud. Rationalization is how the fraudster justifies inappropriate actions and encompasses the belief that one's wrongdoings will never be discovered. The Sarbanes-Oxley Act. As a result of the massive recent accounting frauds, the Congresses have formed a response. The result is an enactment of the Sarbanes-Oxley Act, the 2002. SOX. The most notable achievement of the Act is the creation of the Public Company Accounting Oversight Board, the PCAOB, intended to develop a stronger, more independent corporate audit system for publicly traded companies. Section 404 of the Sarbanes-Oxley requires publicly traded companies to include the company's annual reports, a report from management on the company's internal control over financial reporting, as well as reporting by the independent auditor attesting to the management's assertions. The external auditor. Statement on auditing standards requires an auditor to plan and perform an audit in order to determine whether the financial statements are free material of misstatement. The standard is not required auditors to become fraud investigators and aggressively go out of their way to detect fraud. However, recent auditing pronouncements are requiring the audit team to have brainstorming sessions for each audit engagement to assess the risk of fraud. COSO. COSO is the Committee of Sponsoring Organizations and voluntary private sector organization dedicated to improving the quality of financial reporting through business ethics, effective internal controls, and corporate governance. COSO provides guidance towards developing internal controls that provide reasonable assurance that fraud will be prevented or detected quickly. COSO's framework outlines the five elements in the effective internal control, which are the control environment, which is the basis for the system by providing fundamental discipline and structure; risk assessment, which involves the identification of analysis by management of risks to the achieving predetermined objectives; control activities or policies, procedures and practices to ensure that management objectives and risk mitigation are achieved; information and communication by management so that all employees are aware of their control responsibilities and the requirement to support them; monitoring, which encompasses external oversight and internal controls by management and independent auditors outside the process and to determine the quality of the program and compliance; fraud risk assessment. This is a process through which management identifies the risk of fraud. The three fraud risks to consider are financial reporting, operational, and compliance risk. The fraud risk assessment process looks at all business units, departments, and geographic areas of the company to determine the areas where fraud is possible, the probability of fraud, the cost of the fraud, and the proper countermeasure and its costs. At least five areas of business cycles need to the assessment for a fraud risk. 1. Sales and collection. 2. Purchasing and payment. 3. Inventory and warehousing. 4. Payroll and expenses. And 5. Financial statement reporting. Fraud prevention tools. 1. whistleblowers, and hotlines. Almost 50% of fraud cases have been detected through tips. 60% of the tips came from the employees, followed by customers and vendors. Recent studies show that companies with hotline system in place have a median loss of $56,000, whereas companies without the hotline have a median loss of $135,000. A whistleblower is someone in an organization who witnesses behavior by members that is either contrary to the mission of the organization or threatening to the public interest, and decides to speak out publicly about it. 2. Background checks. Background checks are very critical for all new hires, and occasional checks are necessary for sensitive positions. Depending on the availability of databases and criminal records in the country where a company resides, it's necessary to obtain reasonable and independent report about employees' qualifications and background. 3. Training. Accounting personnel and managers should receive a minimum of 8 hours training per year about ethical behavior and fraud prevention. The audit staff should also be trained how to use the data mining tools in very large organizations. These tools test 100% of the population by querying large databases. Techniques used by these tools include Benford's Law, which states that a group of normal numbers and there is a greater probability that the first digits will be the ones when the twos and threes, all the way up to 9. Employees committing fraud inside an organization, on the other hand, will want to use figures that begin with 9 more often than 1, to increase their stealing efficiency. Relational table query. This is used to detect phony vendors created by employees. A query is created to match all employees with exact or close addresses to vendors. Find duplicates query. This is used to query invoices that have been used more than once for payments. Unmatched query. A table of approved vendors can be compared with paid invoices to see that these invoices were paid for approved vendors. 4. Procurement fraud, which includes examining the data for the same vendor, same amount, and same data, and the data for split purchases and multiple transactions on the same day to the same vendor, and comparing the purchase order date and the invoice date after the fact purchases. 5. Expense report fraud. Import the list of expenditure that are within $1 of a key of authorization threshold, and a group by employee to see certain employees routinely expense items just under the threshold. 6. Payroll fraud. Import a table of all employees receiving a salary and compare it with a table of authorized employees using the Find Unmatched functionality in the Query Wizard. Also, annualize salary payments for all employees and compare the annualized salary calculation with the authorized salary amount. Finally, match employees with similar home addresses for ghost employees. 7. Passwords. Companies should have proper passworded policies for new employees joining and departing employees. They should also enforce mandatory changes of passwords every 60 days, as well as the use of strong passwords. Furthermore, the use of smart cards or token keys improves the protection of the key financial information. Instead of having to enter something that the user knows, passwords, the user must insert something that the user key in addition to the password. Arresting every fraudster, or punishing him, are very expensive and require a lot of invaluable human and financial resources. The damaging effects of fraud would not be reversed, nor would lost assets or reputations be restored when fraud is discovered. It's economically more feasible to prevent fraud than to detect and correct it. Thus, having internal controls that are proactive rather than reactive is no longer a good business practice. It's mandatory.